Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Yesterday we talked about, actually the last couple of days, we've been talking about Black history, and this is Black History Month, and some of the contributions that African Americans have made in the country, which is wonderful, and how we were kind of rediscovering that. But I want to talk about today about George Washington Carver. Dude.
Amazing.
Dudes. These guys are, this guy's amazing. I mean, he really was an amazing, awesome, just awesome American, and he loved God, dude. He loved God. And I was reading on this Christianity.com site about George Washington Carver, and I just thought it was so interesting. They talked about his life and how, you know, he was taught how to read. Mm-hmm. He didn't know how to read. Many of the people that he grew up with didn't know how to read either. There was one lady that was mentoring him or just kind of raising him up, was teaching him how to read. And from a very young boy, he actually learned to read, which was very uncommon during that time. Mm-hmm. And he began reading the Bible as a daily habit. I mean, just a daily routine, and just was abiding with God from as a very young boy. Mm-hmm. And it's something that really he was doing all of his entire life. And he's been known for that.
Right.
Well, he, you know, was getting educated and learning and kind of outgrew the knowledge of where he was, you know, presently at. So it's said that he actually, you know, hitched the wagon and started headed out to Kansas. And he got all kinds of jobs cooking and just earning money for school books, because they were trying to instill in him, the people that were raising him up, that our people are starving for learning. You know, during that time period, you know, African Americans, and some of them were in slavery, all that stuff was kind of just shifting and changing, a major change. And many of them have access to books or education, and so they were trying to instill them, you need to get this learning, and you need to bring it back. So he kind of just caught the vision for what they instilled in him as a young boy, and just began to learn and had a desire to learn more and more. Well, he finally graduated high school, and he did really well, like in biology and chemistry and stuff like that. So he applied to this college in Kansas, right? Mm-hmm. So he shows up, he gets his acceptance letter, only to find out that they didn't accept colored people at the time. He says, oh my goodness, major letdown, right? He didn't know he shows up. Mm. So he winds up going to another college, was the second African-American student in the history of the school.
Oh, wow.
So he winds up going there, starts doing well. And one of his teachers said, listen, you need to go to Iowa State, I believe it is. You need to go to Iowa State. It's an agricultural school. You need to transfer there, and I think that's going to serve you well. I think you're going to learn a lot there. Well, you know, sure enough, he went out there, and he did great. It was an agriculture mechanical arts, and he studied horticulture.
Mm-hmm.
So you say horticulture.
Yeah, you got
horticulture.
Yeah. Good job.
Thank you.
Amazing.
I appreciate that. Well, he just began to study and learn and really just, you know, set himself to get an education. Well, he got a master's degree and wound up working there. He wound up getting a job as a professor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then one day he gets this letter. He gets this letter from the Tuskegee Institute from Booker T. Washington. And he says, listen, why don't you come and teach? Why don't you come here and teach? Now, Booker T. Washington says, listen, you know, basically, I can offer you a place to work, but, you know, you're going to work hard, and it's the task is very, very, you know, hard here,
mm-hmm.
and it's basically bringing a people out of degradation, poverty, and waste to full personhood. And instantly, it is said that George Washington Carver remembered. He says, this is my destiny. This is my destiny. And basically, he said, this is what God made me for. And so he you know, gave up all the promises of getting all, you know, sorts of, you know, kind of money and fame, mm-hmm. and went to this small school in Tuskegee, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he goes out there, and he musters up to get about 13 students, because the farming wasn't good. They didn't want to teach people how to farm, and, mm-hmm. and just the soil was just totally just ruined because of all the years of growing cotton.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wanted them to learn how to have industry and how to grow and farm, all this type of stuff. He only had 13 students. Listen to this. That means that he shows up. He's like, well, Booker T. Washington sure didn't lie to me. He's like, this is It ain't nothing where I came from, you know. This is
right.
Got down here. So
tough
they get
road to hoe.
Yeah, this is a tough road. And he realized that I've got students, but I don't have a laboratory, nor do I have the money for a laboratory. So he takes his students. Listen to this now.
Uh-huh.
He takes his students to basically a landfill, a dump. Okay? Huh. And he directed them to get useful bottles, cooking pots, jars, lids, odd bits of metal, rusty lamps, broken handles. And they gathered all of this stuff. They used to go in alleyways of Tuskegee and find, like, you know, broken china dishes and, mm-hmm. and just rubber and curtain rods and flat irons. And he says, all this may seem like junk to you, right? He told the students.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only waiting for us to apply our intelligence to it. Let's get to work. So they get all this stuff, and one of the things about this makeshift laboratory that they learned, and I thought this was interesting, is we just talk about George Washington Carver mm-hmm. and the invention and some of the things that just he just made, you know. And one of the valuable lessons that they all, the students and him alike, they learned that, you know what? It doesn't matter, you know, success is not gonna come by having the latest and the greatest stuff. It doesn't matter about having the best stuff. They learned that you can have success if you just work hard and use what you got. You know, that can preach so much today. You have so many, you know, especially young children. You know, I need the $100 shoes to play better basketball. I'm like, man, please. If you got game, you can play barefooted. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
If you got game. But the shoes don't make the skill. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It was amazing how convinced we were, though.
Yeah, all right.
I was thoroughly convinced. Them Reeboks, that's it. Yeah, with the pump up tongue. Oh, man, that's it.
Yeah.
Remember those?
I sure do. Got to have the gel in the bag. Got to have my ups.
Yeah.
Dude, they just took what they had. They took what they had, you know. And so George Washington Carver, he would spend time, you know, with God and just he would pray and he asked God, say, Lord, teach me the secrets of the universe. And he says, I'm paraphrasing, Lord didn't teach me the secrets of the universe, but he sure taught me the secrets of a peanut.
That's right.
And he did. God taught him secrets of a peanut. He invented in his life, he invented over 300 products that you could make out of peanuts. And the thing about it is that he was showing the peanut farmers how to make peanuts, and they mm-hmm. said, well, we can't make no money with this. So not only did he show them how to grow peanuts, but he actually invented products to produce, you know, to make revenue.
Right.
And everything from peanut, you know, peanut butter to butter to oil to milk to dye to salve to for shaving cream, paper, shampoo, metal, polish, stains, plastics, you name it. I mean, 300 products.
Wow.
At the very end of his life, he lived very frugal. And he stayed at Tuskegee to the very end of his life.
Mm-hmm.
This is his life's mission. And all of the monies that he had gathered, he saved up $60,000. $60,000
wow.
at that time he That's saved
like
up.
Millions compared to today, right?
Could you imagine? He saved that up and left it to the foundation, to the school, because he believed in educating and helping. And he gave God credit for everything. He was, in fact, in 1906, he used to give Bible studies to the students upon their request, they're at the college.
Wow.
They're at the college. And it's just so amazing. I love the contributions to African American Day. I believe he passed away January 5th, and they call that, which I didn't know this, George Washington Carver Day.
What year was that?
You know, I don't have it. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't. But he passed away in January the 5th. Mm-hmm. And he was, I believe, 78 years old.
Oh, wow.
78 years old. In 1943. He was 78. It was 1943, January the 5th. And he kept working to the very end, man. In fact, they said that he met Henry Ford somewhere, and they were going to use soy or something to develop another way for fuel back then.
Oh, wow.
And Henry Ford, they said...
Biofuel, even back then.
Think about it. It's reported that Henry Ford has even put... Because the doctors told him he couldn't climb up the 19 steps of to his room or whatever. Said that Henry Ford put an elevator in his house for him.
Wow.
I don't know how much they did it back then, you know, but they did it. You know, my goodness, who would have thought they would have invented all those products? But it's just wonderful to celebrate, you know, the contributions that African Americans have made throughout the years. And he was so recognized. I mean, there's three presidents, Calvin Coolidge recognized them, with a couple other presidents. And it was just great, great to see that. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.